for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Nevada may be the driest state in the nation, but we're still at risk of flooding year-round. As waters rise in our rivers during the winter and spring, and flash floods come with no warning in the summer, it's important to protect yourself, your family, home, pets, and livestock. Most homeowners insurance does not cover flooding. Typically, there is a 30-day waiting period from the date of purchase before flood insurance coverage becomes effective. Flood insurance covers your home and your possessions inside of it, with the ability to recover faster and more fully. Nevada floods. Are you prepared? There are steps you can take now to mitigate risks. Visit NevadaFloods.org to find out if your home is in a flood-prone area, what to do before, during, and after a flood, and obtain flood insurance information. Visit NevadaFloods.org. Don't wait until it's too late.
This message sponsored by a FEMA grant, the Nevada Division of Water Resources, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Big Stuff coming up. We'll let you hear from one member of the United States Senate and his reaction to the admission by the Biden administration that they have been colluding with big tech to stifle your First Amendment right. This is a blockbuster. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now, not so good. If you're trying to squeeze through the spaghetti bowl, you're bumper-to-bumper there. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. And we're also getting backups on the other side of the 15 U.S. 95 eastbound at Valley View. That's where the bumper-to-bumper business begins. 515 west at Eastern, bumper-to-bumper there, too, because of the lane restrictions. Congestion on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, 215 west at St. Rose. Also, there's a crash. It's partially blocking the right lane as you work your way there southbound on Interstate 15 at Symphony. And another incident, that's 15 southbound at Sahara, several vehicles involved in that one.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Tonight, the Dodgers return for the second half of the Major League Baseball season at the Rockies. Angels, meanwhile, hosting the Mariners, the Indians at the A's, Padres are at the Nationals, and the Giants in St. Louis against the Cardinals. More challenges for Team USA basketball ahead of the Olympic Games. Bradley Beal has been ruled out for Tokyo after he was placed in health and safety protocol Wednesday. Jeremy Grant has now been placed in protocol out of caution, with Coach Greg Popovich optimistic that he will be able to stay with the team. The U.S. is scheduled to play Australia in Vegas today. The trilogy fight between Deontay
Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury for the WBC Heavyweight Championship has been rescheduled for October 9th. The fight was originally set for next week, but Fury was informed that he had tested positive for COVID. He tested negative Tuesday. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
In some places, it's always rush hour, and the honking never stops. At Nature Valley, we wouldn't have it any other way. Take in the outdoors with Nature Valley granola bars. The morning rush can be a beautiful thing. With the right granola bar, that is. Take a moment and take in the outdoors with Nature Valley crunchy bars.
Nya, nya, nya. Ba, ba, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South,
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could say big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get some phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with my buddy, Clinical Carl. It's been a while since we heard from him. Carl, you're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, hi. I hope you're having a good Friday.
Yes, yes.
Not in the religious terms. Not in the religious terms.
No,
but
no. Different kind.
Practical terms. Okay. Listen, what I wanted to do real quick is about the vaccine type, what's the problem. I don't care if people are Republicans or Democrats. What's going on in the country, I don't know if you've noticed, but in Nevada and three or four of the other red states, it's just spiking terribly. And what I'm worried about is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's what's happening. Because 99.6% of all the people who die from COVID are unvaccinated. You can look up that statistic. It's utterly ridiculous. I've run into people who are saying, I would never take that. Oh, my God, I've been told it's going to make me sick. It's going to... I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is saving lives.
But hey, Carl, do you concede, though, that all of these people, including friends of mine, I was with somebody last night, and they were making the case that they're simply not going to get the vaccine. They're not going to do it. But that they have the right, as Americans, to say no to the vaccine?
You have the right. But what I'm saying is that the intelligence is something else again. The medical scientific fact is behind that it's becoming a pandemic, like I said, of the unvaccinated. Most of the people getting it are unvaccinated.
No, you're right.
And that's the
you're
problem.
Right. And eventually...
99.8% are dying are the ones who haven't been vaccinated.
And people are going to have to make that determination for themselves, consulting with their doctor, with their minister, family members.
But don't you think that's rather selfish, though? If you don't want to take it and you get it, you can give it to elderly relatives, your grandparents, your friends, your you're putting other people in danger. It's by not protecting yourself.
Yeah,
I find it utterly foolish. I'm sorry to say, but I care if people are Democrats, Republicans, black, white, whatever. It's very important that the herd immunity is achieved in this country. There are some southern states that have only 30% people being vaccinated. It's ridiculous.
Well, and can I tell you something, though? You hear, Carl, you hear a lot of information. People question, I had somebody yesterday, the day before, question whether there would it would make you infertile, that a woman would not be able to have babies after getting the vaccine. And again, because this thing's only been around less than a year, we don't know what it's going to do, the long-term impact.
But we do know what it will do. It will protect you greatly against dying. For you may even get that if you've been vaccinated, fully vaccinated, but you wouldn't end up in the hospital. You wouldn't end up in a respirator or a ventilator or dying. You may just get a very mild illness, like a mild cold.
Well, and hey, Carl, you and I don't agree on a lot, but we do agree on this, and that is the vaccine. I got the vaccine. I got both doses of the Pfizer, and I feel like I'm protected. Could I get it? I've got friends that just in the last few days, just in the last week, have tested positive, and I may have been exposed to them. Don't know. But all that being said, I'm sorry.
You do get it. Your body's going to fight it off.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Good point.
All these things I hear on these talk shows are ridiculous. They're magnetic. They've got all kinds of poisons in them. They're going to kill you within a year or 2 years. You're going to die. Your brain's going to dissolve. I mean, I've never heard such, in plain words, crap in my
no,
life.
But the fact is that we don't know the long-term impact of this this vaccine. We don't know. You don't know. I don't know. The doctors. Dr. Fauci doesn't know. That's all I'm saying. You cannot say.
When the first vaccines came out for smallpox and for polio, and for nobody knew either the long term effects.
There are people today that simply will not deal with that. They don't trust government to begin with. And they don't, with all the mixed messaging from Dr. Fauci and others and Dr. Birx and people like that, the fact is that we don't know.
Some radio talk show hosts and people like that who come across as the most ridiculous. They had one on Newsmax, a guy, he's got his own show. He said that this is a natural thing by nature, and if people are going to die, they're going to die. They should just let them know vaccines, and it should just wipe out certain numbers of people. It happens all the time. I mean, unbelievable.
Wow.
These people are so many sick people, and they have no medical background. They have no knowledge. At least Fauci and Birx or whatever have some medical knowledge, some background. I'll take their words over somebody on a talk show.
Carl,
not talking about going against you, but
we agree on one thing, and that is the vaccine. Get the vaccine, because I did and you did.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard some of these people on these shows.
I have. Hey, Carl, I got to move along. I got a whole bunch of folks want to get on. I've got to get them on. In fact, tell you what, let's go next to David. David, you are up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin? Thanks for taking my call. I want to kind of go along with what you were just talking about with Carl there about the vaccine, and I'm glad to hear you say that you got vaccinated and you believe in it and you think it's better. And I really respect these people that choose, not to get vaccinated for whatever their reason. That's fine. I mean, they have the right to do that, like you said. But what I really have a problem with is this rhetoric from people on the right, a lot of it, that they're so, declarative. They're like, this is some nefarious plot by the government to control you and all this misinformation that's out there. And I really think it's bad and it's dangerous. And then you look at the data with states with a low rate, the counties with the highest percentage of Trump supporters or the lowest percentage of people vaccinated. And this thing's coming back, and I don't want anybody to get sick. I don't want anybody to die. And I, And the whole way that Trump got vaccinated and didn't say it, didn't really go out of his way to encourage people, I just think it's wrong. And the rhetoric coming from the right, that like the stuff about that this is about control, this is about controlling your lives, this is going to lead to communism, like all this stuff, I think is way over the top and just wrong and dangerous. And I want to hear what you say. I know you said you got vaccinated. I'm glad you did. And I know you think people have the right to not get vaccinated, and I agree with you. But what do you think about just that rhetoric about, you know, trying to say it's some sort of nefarious plot to like control your life and all this kind of stuff that we've heard?
Well, we are free, David, to believe anything we want. That there's Santa Claus, that the Easter Bunny is real. We can choose to believe anything. The one thing that I am trying to defend is your right and my right to dictate what we put in our body, and if you know, if David says, "Oh, the vaccine is great," I'm going to take it twice. And Kevin says, "No, you'll end up dying. You'll end up going crazy. You'll end up this or that." I'm just of a mind that I want people to do what is in their perceived best interest, and that may be the vaccine. It may not be the vaccine.
I hear you. I agree with you. But, you know, like I said, there's the consequences to the rhetoric. And it's not just any person that has some views that may be crazy. People, you know, on national shows with a huge audience, you know, millions of people, tens of millions of people watching them every night, hanging under every word. Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, these people that are constantly, like, sort of poo-pooing the vaccine. And then one more thing. I mean, I've got friends that are working for somebody's health department and starting to do some of this outreach door-to-door. And they have people bidding at them, screaming at them, telling them they're going to shoot them if they don't get off their property. This is where we're going. And this is, you can disagree with the door-to-door thing, but it's a well-intentioned. They're trying to just get information out there. They're not trying to force people. They're trying to educate people. They're trying to make it, you know, literally as easy as they can come into your door. And these people are getting stuff, you know, hurled at them, insults and threatened and this kind of stuff. And there's a direct line from that rhetoric on the right. This is some government plot to control you. And these poor people working for the health departments that are getting screamed at and yelled at and threatened while they're trying to do their job. They're trying to help people. They're trying to get out of this pandemic. And I think that really harsh rhetoric, I haven't heard from you because I know you're a very reasonable guy, but the stuff on the far right about this being a plot and all this, I think is just really wrong and really dangerous. So
hey, David.
You taking my call.
David, I'm glad you called. Call again anytime. That's David joining us. You want to join us? We've just freed up a line, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll take a break and we'll come right back. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontline to Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this. There's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Understanding the many things in a mother's life affecting her pregnancy is important. You can help improve the health of all mothers and babies in Nevada by completing a pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system survey about your recent pregnancy. Also known as PRAMS, the survey is from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey asks new moms about their experience before, during, and after pregnancy. Responses are confidential and used to help improve the health of mothers and babies in Nevada. If you receive a PRAMS survey, please share your story. Learn more at nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. That's nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. I promised I'd let you hear somebody, sitting U.S. Senator, who was on this morning with Bill Hemmer on Fox News Channel, and his reaction to the admission by the federal government, believe it or not, that they are colluding with big tech. This is cut number 4. Mike Lee, the senator from Utah, here it is.
These social media platforms. We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
That there is the soundbite everybody's talking about. Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitting that the administration is colluding with big tech to weed out certain posts online. This is all going to pour a lot of fuel on the fire over questions about censorship. Republican Senator Mike Lee out of Utah with me now. And, sir, good morning to you. I guess four dangerous words, consulting with big tech. What about it?
Well, look, the government can't censor speech. The First Amendment makes that very clear. Now, a private for-profit corporation can make its own decisions. But when it's doing that in collusion with government, it starts to look to me an awful lot like a First Amendment violation. In any event, what we've seen is social media platforms and search engines on occasion, on many, many occasions of late, promising to be even-handed, portraying themselves to their users and to the public as even-handed when they're anything but that. And the American people aren't going to tolerate that much longer. That's why I've introduced something called the Promise Act, which would require them to offer the service that they actually promise.
Okay, we'll see where that goes. But think about what's been taken down in the last year, whether it's Facebook or Twitter. The lab leak theory that's now alive and kicking. The Hunter Biden story that hasn't gone away. 2 days ago, Kevin McCarthy had a video about inflation taken down from Twitter only to be replaced a few hours later.
Yes, and what do those things have in common? What do all of them that they take down have in common? They're all messages that are deemed to be associated in one way or another with the right and not the left. You do not find instances of this happening from messages on the left. And the reason for that is pretty darn obvious. And there again, if they want to run a company that they acknowledge is there to be left book or left Twitter, that's one thing. But when they promise their own users that they're going to be even-handed and then do the opposite of that, that is a deceptive business practice.
Well, you just mentioned something you're doing, but it seems as if this is just a circle that goes round and round and wide.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And that's true. That's Mike Lee with Bill Hemmer this morning on Fox News Channel. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategy.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, the big, I guess the big to-do on the left today was yesterday's meeting at Bedminster, New Jersey. The former President Donald J. Trump and Kevin McCarthy. This was Jim Acosta. This cut two, by the way, Jim. Jim Acosta cut two. His reaction to yesterday's Trump-Kevin McCarthy meeting in Bedminster, New Jersey. Here it is.
Is Kevin McCarthy, Jim, from your perspective, and you covered Trump for a long time, is he still sort of unfazed by the dangers that Trump still poses out there right now?
Yeah, this is a different Kevin McCarthy. Remember back in January when he said Donald Trump bears responsibility for the insurrection on January 6th. This is a totally different Kevin McCarthy. And it's tough to square things for the Republican Party right now. They've been talking about repressive regimes down in Cuba and the Caribbean, while at the same time kissing the ring of the wannabe dictator in Bedminster. I mean, that's exactly what they're doing right now. Donald Trump is a liar. We know from looking at these recent books that have come out that perhaps he had visions of being a Hitler-like tyrant.